Okay, we are on Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis. Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Beis is today's Daf. We are in the sugyas of Ibra Chodesh, Ibra Shana, Kiddush HaChodesh. And yesterday we mentioned that there are various reasons why Bezin might decide to be Ma'aber the Shana. But it could be on the bottom of Amud Aleph mentioned some small reasons. What about if the ovens aren't dry yet, the roads aren't in proper condition yet, people are on their way. Those were some reasons. But then with three main reasons in the Brisa that were quoted on Yud Aleph Maveis, and that was Aviv, Peros Ha'ilon, and Tkufa. Aviv means the grain is not in season yet, and Peros Ha'ilon are the fruits in terms of Bikurim, and Tkufa means that the Tkufos, the four seasons of the year, have to be in certain, must fall out in certain places on the lunar calendar. Even though the seasons go by the solar calendar, we have to try to juxtapose the lunar calendar properly with the solar calendar, and therefore Chazal might be ma'aber based on the if something is not in proper order or not. Tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we'll talk more about exact when the tkufos have to fall out. That's tomorrow's daf. Exactly how much of Pesach has to be in tkufas Nisan, and how much of Sukkot has to be in tkufas Tishrei. That's all Beis Hashem. Tomorrow's Amud Aleph. But today we'll get back to our discussion. So we say we are up to Tanur Rabbanan, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Ein more halachas of Ibur Hashanah this today. Ein ma'abre nes Hashanah ela bayom. We only do Ibur Hashanah during the day. Right? That is a whole discussion yesterday, and we said the night before, you have to say, okay, we'll meet you there tomorrow. It has to be hazmana. So you have to do it bayom. You can't do it today to meet tonight. And if you do it at night, if you ma'abre the Shana at night, it is not mu'ubar. It's worse than, as we know from elsewhere, that Kiddush, we say, Bezdin has the power to be Makadeh, should be Ma'aber, Afilu Shogagin, Afilu Mezidin, Afilu Mutte, even though they're mistaken and they're made to do it wrong. All of that is better than Belilah. Belilah, it's Hafka of the action, and therefore, if they try to be Ma'aber the Shana at night, it is not Mu'uberis. Ve'in Makadish is a Chodesh ala bayom, and if they, you can't be Makadish the Chodesh during the day, Ve'imkub Chua Belilah in a Makudish. And if they do it at night, it is not Makudash, right? Remember this, this is the basis for the Gemara and Tosfos and Maseches Brachos, why we do not repeat Shmona Esrei if we forget Yalav Yavo at Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh, because Bez is not Kadesh the Chodesh Balayla. And then there's the big discussion in Tosfos, what about the second night? What about the second night? Maybe there is no Kiddush, maybe it's automatic right when the day starts, so should there be a difference between the first night and the second night? But that is the basis about that there's no Kiddush HaChodesh Balayla. Amar Rabbi Abba, Mikra, what's the Pasuk? Tiku B'Chodesh Shofar B'Kese Liyom Chagenu. What's the pasuk that you know you cannot be Makadish HaChodesh at night? Because the pasuk says in Tehillim, blow the shofar. Blow in the month of the shofar. Pashtos. Tiku b'chodesh shofar. Or blow shofar in the month. Bakesa liyom chagenu. It's a hard pasuk to translate. What does it mean? Bakesa liyom chagenu. In the kesa, on the day of the chag. What is kesa? So the Gemara darshins. Ezeu chag shachodesh miskasabo. Which yontif has the chodesh that is covered up in it? Havi Omer Zeh Rosh Hashanah. What does that mean? The Chodesh is covered up in it. So let's first go with Rashi's pshat. Chodesh here really means the moon. Which yontif has the moon covered up in it? Rosh Hashanah. It's the only Jewish holiday that falls out at the beginning of a month where you can't see the moon yet. Right? Sukkot is on the 15th. And Pesach is on the 15th. Even Shavuos is on the 6th or the 7th. One of the two. Purim, Hanukkah. Right? It's all, even the Durabanans have the 14th and the 25th, so you can see the moon. But Rosh Hashanah is on day one, so you can't see the moon. So it means the moon is covered. So this pasuk is referring to Rosh Hashanah. Havi Omer Zeh Rosh Hashanah, because that's the chag that the chodesh is miskasebo. And viksiv, and the continuation of that pasuk says, ki chok li Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. It's a chok for Yisrael, and it's a mishpat for Elokei Yaakov. So how do we darshan that? So for that we need Rashi. Rashi says on the second to bottom line in the Rashi, Viksiv ki chok, Klomar, chok she Yisrael osin ba'oso chag. The chok, the law that Bnei Yisrael fulfill on that yantif, dahainu kiddush achodesh, harei hu kichok, so how do you read it? Kichok li Yisrael hu. Chok that Yisrael do on that day, Rosh Hashanah, meaning kiddush achodesh, that they do on any holiday, mishpat lilke Yaakov, has the status of mishpat and the same rules as mishpat. And therefore, ma mishpat bayom, just like mishpat is by day, the Gemara says, af kiddush achodesh bayom. So you gotta work hard to figure out exactly what the drasha is, but that's how Rashi says it. We know from the first half of the pasuk we're talking about Rosh Hashanah, and then we see, ki chok li Yisrael hu, a chok is what gets this day into place, chok meaning kiddush achodesh, and that has the status of mishpat lelokei Yaakov. Tosfos in Maseches Beitza already points out that this drasha is very difficult. This same Gemara is quoted in Beitza, Eza Chodesh, Eza Chag Shachodesh Mishkasabo, and Rashi there says the same thing. Rashi there in Beitza Tezayin, at the beginning of the second parak, says, appears Rashi, Shahalavana Eino Nires. So says Tosfos, Vakasha, because it should have said, Shahalavana Mishkasa, not Shachodesh Mishkasa. It's like the month is covered. What do you mean the moon is covered? You see that the chodesh can be in the word for the moon? So Tosfos gives three other pshatim how to understand this drasha of Eze Uchak Shachodesh Mishkasebo. Tosfos first quotes Rabbeinu Tam, She Rosh Chodesh Mizdameinbo. Kase can mean occurred on. Which holiday has Rosh Chodesh occurring on it? That's what it means. Eze Uchak Shachodesh Mishkasebo. Klomer She Ragil Lavobo. V'kisa Lashon Zman. So kesa can mean occurred on. That's another way to read the pas. It all means Rosh Hashanah. Oh, everybody agrees that. But the question is, how do you understand the drasha? Does it mean that the moon is covered up? Does it mean that it falls out on it? Rabbeinu Meshulam Pirish. This is Tosfos and Beitza. Miskase shelohaya seir shel Rosh Chodesh karav bo. Kasa means a carbon. The seir Rosh Chodesh was not given on Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Tam says that's wrong, right? That you did give the seer of Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Hashanah. Answered Shlo Ali Balomar Kain. He never meant to say it that the seer of Rosh Chodesh is not given on Rosh Hashanah. Ella Haisa Daito Dolo Mafarish Krabehedya Shel Rosh Chodesh. But at least Rabbeinu Meshulam was understood as no seer Rosh Chodesh. That he said, no, I never meant it, right? But the issue is again, it's an interesting lumdus issue. When we have Rosh Hashanah, how much is part of Rosh Hashanah the fact that it is also Rosh Chodesh? Or do we say that the fact that it is Rosh Hashanah that totally redefines its nature and it's no longer a Rosh Chodesh day? Come on, Rosh Chodesh, I'd be minimizing it. This isn't a Rosh Chodesh. This is Rosh Hashanah. Or do we say that it still has a Rosh Chodesh element? So that is part of the lumdus behind this issue. Was there a Seir Rosh Chodesh? Even though there was a Seir Rosh Chodesh, the Torah didn't mention that there is a Seir Rosh Chodesh. Right? And then, Yesh Mefarshim, Miskase, last pshad, they must kirin oso b'musaf the Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's covered up. The Chodesh is covered. We don't mention it in davening. And again, Rabbeinu Tam argues. Rabbeinu Tam says, you say it. And then Tosfos says, based on Rabbeinu Tam, we say, Milvad olas ha-chodesh u-minchasav, olas ha-tamad minchasav. We have that line in Musaf. Right? That's where this comes from. That line comes from this Tosfos, because it's all about how much is Rosh Chodesh an idea, how much is Rosh Chodesh a player on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah. Good. So that is all the different discussions about the day of the drasha of Ezo Chodesh, Edo Hu Chag Shachodesh Miskasebo. There is two more points I wanted to mention. One is the Shemana Tov. I think I started off with Shemana Tov quotes the Chidushi Arim. Shemana Tov on the Chelik of Moadim. I think that's Chelik Beis officially. On the first page of Rosh Hashanah, he quotes the Chidushi Harim, who quotes a Pirish Mechudat after quoting some of this discussion of Rashi and Tosfos. He says, if you switch around the words, Ezehu Chodesh Shehachag Miskasebo. Right? Not Ezehu Chag Shehachodesh Miskasebo. So the Chidushi Harim, the Rebbe says, Ezehu Chodesh Shehachag Miskasebo. What does that mean? Because Rosh Hashanah, the holiday nature of the day is somewhat covered up. Right? We had a shiur in the past about the aspects of Yira and Simcha on Rosh Hashanah. Is Rosh Hashanah a happy day, a Simcha day, or is Rosh Hashanah a serious day? Right? Sukkot and Pesach and Shavuos and Chanukah and Purim we can figure out. Tisha B'Av we can figure out. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are somewhat harder. Rosh Hashanah, we have a Suda, but it's Yom Adin. So there's different nature. So the Chlitirim says maybe that's Ezo Chodesh Achag, the Chag, Chagiga, the Simcha part of the day is covered up. The Yomtiv Zeo Pnimius Hayom of a Begali Tzurich Lios Yom Hadin. Right, that's the nature. Interesting, in the Torah Shebichsav, nothing to do with Yom Hadin. Torah Shebichsav is the first day of Tishrei. Right, it's a Yantif, Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. The Yom Hadin nature of Rosh Hashanah is nowhere in Torah Shebichsav. Right, but obviously Chazal already early Torah Shebal Peh have it in the Mishnayos. Okay, we don't say Halal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ezo Chodesh Miskasipo. Okay, that is related to Kiddush HaChodesh Bayom. But we learned that out from Mishpat Bayom. Just to mention it, because it's Parsha Shavua, the Sma in Choshen Mishpat, where this halacha is quoted, that you can't have din at night. Right? You can't have Mishpat at night. So the Sma, it's famous, it's a well-known Sma, much discussed, in Simon Hay, says that nowadays that we have lights, or even then, if you had candles, you could have Mishpat Balayla. That's the Chiddush of the Sma. Hu Adin, he quotes, because he says, Ubisuma Mishtei Einav Pasul. First he quotes it in one direction. Somebody who is blind is Pasul, Mishum Dehavi Etzlo Laila Afilu Bayom. A Suma has nighttime even during the day, Rahman al-Itzlan, so therefore, he's Pasul to judge even during the day. And then he says, Hu Adin Ifcha. Did Mishitikeshe Mavuk Neras Balaila, the Yachal Liros Ulahakir Bnei Adam, Mutter Liadun Balaila, Afilu Tchilas Din. That's the Chiddush of the Sma. The Shach argues, we don't find anybody who says this, they've had candles for many generations, and nobody ever said if you light a candle you can judge at at night. But that is the machlokas between the Sma and the Shach. So even though it says, Af Ma Mishpat Bayom, there are achronim that say that Mishma could even be Balayla with candles. So if you look at the first Meshach Chachma in this week's Parsha, the first Meshach Chachma, he finds a remez to the Sma in the first Pasuk in the Parsha, in Vatat Tzaveh, where it talks about the Neiris. So you look at the first Meshach Chachma in the Parsha. The Shar Mitzvah Balacha quote that we have other areas of Halacha where also Halacha might be different because of this idea of Neiris Balayla. We know that for the first Daf Pesachim says you're not supposed to travel at night. Right? You should go in Bechitov, you leave Bechitov and go in Bechitov. And Kitov is daytime. Right? Because it says that he saw the Or and it was Kitov. So the quotes it from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quotes, that's what the Sharm Zayin Balacha is on. La'ol yikanis adam Bechitov, yetze Bechitov. Pirish, kishi yikanis arbis labeis malon, yikanis ba'od achamaz orachas. First off, Pesachim. So in the footnotes here, in the Sharm Zayin of Halacha, he quotes, today everybody is Mekel. Everybody travels at night. Right? Yesh lomar, to whom ishum de ma'oros dolkim bedrachim, v'chein b'merkeves ha'automobil. Right? There's a k'ein shekas of asma. Right? Because nowadays, maybe because there are lights on the road, there are lights on your car, then the application of the halacha would be different because of this. So again, anything at by day, which is only because of it's dark out, then the application of that halacha might change. He speaks also about the weddings at night, kiddushin at night, because they can't see who the kala is. Again, might change. Bizman hazeh. Good. Tanur Rabbanan, last line. Eim Rabbi Des Hashana, Bishnei Ravon, Maralachas of Ibra Hashana. We're not Ma'abra the Shana. We don't add on a month to the year in a famine year. Why? Because in a famine year, we're trying to eat whatever we can. And if we add on another month, so then it's going to be an extra month before we get to eat from the new produce, from the chadash, because you have to wait for the second day of Pesach to eat from the new grain that has taken root since last Pesach. So during a famine year, you don't want to wait. And therefore, we're not ma'abed Hashanah during a famine year. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, or Rebbe Meir Omer, the Ishba mi Baal Shalisha, Vayavol Isha Elokim, a man came from Baal Shalisha and came to the Isha Elokim, Lechem Bikurim, Esrim, Lechem, Seorim, the Carmel, Betziklono, right? He brought all of these items. The Ein Lecha Kala B'chol Eretz Yisrael. Levashal Peirusel Yosubi Baal Shlisha, the place that grain ripens earliest in all of Eretz Yisrael is in Baal Shlisha. V'yafal Pike, Lo Bechre L'min Echad, and you see, only one min, only barley, had become ripe by that time. Shema Tomar Chitim, you might say, maybe wheat also, Tavalover Seorim. It says barley. Shema Tomar, Lefneha Omer, you might say, it was early in the calendar. It was before the Omer. Tabalomer, the continuation of the pasuk says, Tein la'am vayochelu. Okay, give it to them and they'll eat it. They'll eat it. That means it's after the Omer. After the Omer, only barley? That's the only thing? So, achar ha'omer ha'ye, it was after the Omer, Omer me'ata, and therefore you see there was only barley, there was a famine year. See, we have a Misora that says, Re'u yehaisa osa shana shetis aber. Elisha should have been ma'aber that shana, added on a year. Umepnei malo ibra Elisha sheshnas betzores haisa. It was a famine year, v'ha'ye ha'kol ratzon l'beis akronis. And everybody would have wanted to run to the beis ha'gronos, and therefore, we don't want to be ma'abarit. We don't want to be ma'abarit because it will be more difficult on them. What do you mean run to the Beis HaGronos? So the Yad Rama says tupshatim. Everybody will run to the, everybody will run to the Beis HaGronos and it'll be hard for them because you'll be ma'arech the Isra on them. They won't have what to eat. And number two says the Yad Rama Yesh Omrim that if you're ma'arich on them, they won't be able to control themselves and they'll eat from the chadash even without the carbon of Omer being brought. Those are the 2 days of the Yad Rama. So to put it in a word, again, the Sharmas Yadav Halacha captures each of these days in a word. Is it an issue of sakana? Is it an issue of takala? First day of the Yad Rama is they're not going to be able to survive. Sakana is the fascist. You gotta give it, you gotta bring the, get it to the second day of Pesach as soon as possible to bring the Omer so they can eat from the new grain. It's a little they have. Sakana. Second day is not sakana, it's takala. It's that we don't want them to have to be in this situation, gzeira she'efshar tzibur lamod bo, and therefore we're worried that they're going to transgress. They can't control themselves. So is it mishum sakana? Is it mishum takala? Those are the 2 deos in the Yad Rama explained by the Sha'ar Mitzvah Balacha. There is a Rambam. There is a Rambam. The Rambam quotes this halacha about not being ma'aber the shana b'shnas batzores. I'm not sure why. In Kiddush HaChodesh, we have no Nosei Kelim on the Rambam. Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh. We only have the Pirush. We don't have the Magen Mishnah, Kesef Mishnah. Maybe it says at the beginning somewhere. But the Kiddush HaChodesh has a different... we have a Lecha Mishnah. That's it. But we have the Pirush besides that. We don't have any of their normal commentaries. Not sure why. There's a little hakdama here of the Pirush. I'm not sure. I got to read it. Anyways, the Rambam says in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh that Yireli, whenever the Rambam says Yireli, our ears perk up and our ears open because you know he's saying this based on his own Mesorah, not based on any source. Yireli, Shezeh Shamru Chachamim, Ein Ma'abra Nashashana Bishnas Ravon U Bishvias. The fact that Chazal say we're not ma'abar the shana in a famine year or in Shvius, which we're going to have later on, shelo yavru bohem ebneit sorach hadrachim b'akshar mechayotzi bohem. You know what that means? Don't use any of the other needs that we mentioned yesterday. The bridges are out, or the roads aren't good, or people have left and they haven't made it yet. Aval im haisa hashana reuya lehisaber mepnei hatkufa o mepnei ha'aviv uperes ha'ilon. Ma'abrin la'olam b'cholzman. Says the Rambam, the 3 reasons we mentioned at the end of yesterday's daf, tkufa, peris ha'ilon, or, what was the other one? Tkufa, peris ha'ilon, or aviv, those are different strength, different authority of reasons than the other ones about gesharim and the drachim. These three, tkufa, aviv, 2 out of 3, that overrides even ravon. That overrides even Shvius, the Ravid here argues, he says, the Gemara seems to say opposite this, which we'll get to soon, Bez Hashem, but that's the Rambam. What's the Lundis? Says the Briska Rav. There's one Griz on Kiddush HaChodesh, says the Briska Rav. Because the other reasons of Drachim, Ugesharim, or things like that, those are Tzrachim, those are needs. This is the calendar, and there's this external need, so we're going to change the calendar because of the need. We're going to change what's supposed to happen. But, explains the Briska Rav, these reasons of tkufa, of peiros ha'ilon or aviv, those aren't external reasons that we are going to impose on the calendar. Those are part and parcel of the calendar. That helps create, the calendar isn't objective, the calendar is, and the calendar, the solar calendar, has to fit in with the agricultural cycle. And therefore, if it doesn't fit into the agricultural cycle, so that's a problem with the calendar. That's not a need that, oh, the roads are out. Oh, the people aren't going to make it on time. Those are external needs. So if it's an external need, we can say the need of Ravon overrides the need of Gesharim and Drachim, etc. But if it's an internal Tkufa issue, so then you can't say, oh, we're not going to do it in Ravon. This is the calendar. The calendar has to be set. So that's why that is going to override even Ravon, even Shvius. That's what the Brisker Rav says here in Kiddush HaChodesh. He says, "De'ibur de'aviv shehu mipnei hazman einaf kusa bazeh beishnas Ravon v'shvius l'shar shanim de'le'inyin ikur din ibur v'cheshbon shanim u'modos lo mashkechinon b'shum davar u'la'ola ma'abrin." Rak be'ibur shebezdin ma'abrin, rak be'at sorech bilvad. That's what we say. So it's an important principle that the tkufa, aviv, all of those are fundamentally different, quote unquote, reasons. Those really aren't reasons. Those aren't needs. The other earlier ones are needs which we externally impose on the calendar. These quote unquote reasons are really part of setting the calendar, and therefore that's going to override Ravon and Shvius. That's the Chiddush of the Brisker Rav explaining the Rambam. Good. Vayter says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. We're not allowed to be Ma'abed the Shana before Rosh Hashanah. In the middle of Elul, we could already forecast that in 6 months from now, we're going to have to be Ma'aber. So we cannot announce it and do anything before Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says, Pashut, people are going to forget by that time. Don't do it now. Just tell me this week, right? You tell somebody next week, next Tuesday, we're going to have a meeting. Don't talk to me about that now. Right now, it's Purim. I can't think beyond Purim right now, right? So that's it, right? So that's the, Rashi says, people are going to forget. The Yad Rama says, different reason, he says, because if you tell people about it now, so they're going to think, 1 minute, Elul, the year we're going to be Ma'aber? Well, some people say Tishrei is the first year of the month. First month of the year. So maybe that means we're going to be Ma'aber this year. We're going to have two Elul's. People are going to get confused. They're going to think Elul is the last month of the year, or they're going to think it's two Elul's. They're not going to think it's Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot for another month. Right? So people are going to, not going to realize it. Right? The Yavrama seems to be Meduyah because it's pre, why don't you say, you know, it's so early. What is Dafka 6 months early? What about you? Could you do it during, Cheshvan? Right? The month after? So that's where the Yavrama gets it from. Rashi would say back, no. When people say, I can't think beyond Rosh Hashanah, that's Yom HaDin. Specifically there, it's a real break. Post Rosh Hashanah, I can talk about it. And if you did, it doesn't work. But Mipnei HaTchak, what does Mipnei HaTchak mean? Maybe the Rabbanon think that there's going to be a terrible gzera of Shmad later on in the year. They're not going to be able to sit and decide things. Or they think that the Nasi is not going to be around. Some type of reason, they could do it right after Rosh Hashanah. But even so, the only month that is added on, 2 months, is Adar. Why is that? Why do we only add on Adar? Says Rashi. Rashi just says, why is that? Tosa says, we're in Adar. Tosa says, Ein Ma'abrin ala Adar, the Kol Shar Chadashim Ein Ma'abrin. Dechsev Pasuk from Esther. L'chodesh Shnei Masar Hu Chodesh Adar. Right? Haman, in his Gzerah, said the Gzerah of the Jews should be in the 12th month on Adar. V'ma'abrin achas b'shar Chadashim lo havi Adar Shnei Masar. Adar's got to be number 12. If we don't, Adar could be 12 and 13. But Adar's got to be number 12. If we're Ma'aber any of the other months, Adar is not, doesn't become 12. Well, we have to follow Haman's words. Haman said Adar has to be 12. No, so it has to be that it's a Misora that he got what it was. It's not that we're dafka going after what Haman says. But Adar has to be number 12. I'm sure there's a lot of Purim Divrei Torah about it. I didn't have time to look at all the Purim Svarim, but about why dafka Adar has to be 12. Also, the Mazalos, the Mazal of Adar is Tomim twins, because it's the only one that could be double, right? I don't know which came first, the Mazal or this Din. But that's Adar. The Yad Rama has another Pshat, maybe it's a Gzera, why you're not Ma'aber any other month except for Adar. Because we want to make sure that you really need it. We want to make sure Chazal doesn't just do it for precautionary reasons. So you got to wait till the end of the year, and then really see what's going on with the fruit and the grain and the roads. So that's why only Adar. Okay, Eini, is this really true? Only Adar. Vashalcha Leila Rava. They were sent to Rava, encoded. Zugba me Rekes. A pair of rabbis is coming from Rekes. Rekes, Rashi says, is Tveria. Vitavsu. Right, we know after the Chorban Abayis, a lot of the Torah centers after Yerushalayim, after Yavne, moved up to the Golan. Moved up to the, not to the Golan, to the Galil. To the different areas in the north. Tzipori was a big area. Tveria, all the areas up north. Interesting, I just heard over Shabbos when I was in Tzfat, that there's one, and we know there's a terrible earthquake in Tzfat in the 1840s, 1870s, I don't remember exactly when, where 4/5 of Tzfat was wiped out. 4/5 of the, a lot of the cemetery. Many fascinating stories about that. But they say the Chassam, it had to be a little earlier, because the Chassam Sofer, as a reaction to that, said maybe it's a message to us. I don't know if Chassam Sofer could say such a thing like that. Maybe it's a message to us that we have to make sure not to forget Yerushalayim. Right? We're all focusing so much on the north, on the Mekomos HaKadoshim up north. That's wonderful. We gotta make sure Yerushalayim is Yerek Kodesh, Kimitzion Tetzei Torah. That has to be the focus of Am Yisrael, Yerushalayim. So maybe that was a wake-up call, said the Chassam Sofer, during that time. The Tavsu Nesher, and what happens? There was a pair coming from Rekes. And the eagle grabbed them. Who was the eagle? The Roman Empire. Ubiyadam Dvarim Hanasu Beluz, and with them were things that happened in Luz. Umayniu Trelas. What's that? What happened in Luz? Trelas. They made the Trelas in Luz. Bizchus Harachamimu Bizchusam Yatzu B'Shalom, and only Bizchus of Hashem and their own Zchus, they were let free. Via Musa Yerechei Nachshon, and the ones that came from Nachshon. Nachshon, the Nasi of Yehuda, meaning the Nesiim. The Nesiim all came from from Yeshiva Yehuda. Bikshu l'kvor nitzivecha, they wanted to appoint an officer. You'll see that's in a code. V'lo inicha nadomi alaz, and they didn't let them. Avo ba'alei asufos nesfu, but the people who gathered, right, who gathered Torah, gathered together. V'kavu lo nitziv echad, they appointed an officer, and this is in code for a month. Nitziv elsewhere means a month. Right, we'll see that later. And they appointed a netziv biyareach shemeispo Aaron HaKohen in the month that Aaron HaKohen died in. When did Aaron HaKohen die? In Av. So Gemara says, look, you see that they added on a month in Av. Added on a month in Av. Out of any of the months to add on, you don't add on an Av. Right? But they added on an Av. Maybe it's the exact opposite. Av Adar. Right? But the Gemara said, no. Chashuv v'mechashve, they thought about it. They figured it out in Av. Galuli lomaglu, but they didn't reveal it. They didn't reveal it, what they were doing. They didn't wear Ma'abar, the actual month, until Adar. So as a Derech Agav, Aaron is the only yard site, I think I mentioned this in the past, that's recorded explicitly in the Torah. We know some other biblical figures. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu, we just had Zayin Adar, but it doesn't say that in the Torah. We only know Zayin Adar based on doing the math when the month stopped. In Sefer Yoshua. We know when the month stopped, and we know exactly, and he says, Vayelef, today I'm 120 days. Today. Right? So you know, today he must be was born and died on the same day. But it doesn't say Zion Adar anywhere. We know that by doing the math, working backwards. Aaron HaKohen is the only yard site that's mentioned Beferish in the Torah on the first day of the fifth month. Right? Rosh Chodesh Av. You gotta figure out why that is, what the message of that is. Right? And then it says maybe the connected to the Oiv Shalom Barodev Shalom idea of Aaron HaKohen, so everybody mourned him. But that is this Yareach Shemespo, Aaron HaKohen. My mashma the high nitziv lishna diar. For who? How do you know the lashna of nitziv means a month? The chsiv lishlomo shnei masar nitzivim al kol Yisrael. Shlomo had 12 nitzivim. V'chilku was a melech. V'es beiso chodesh bashana. They each took care of a month. V'chsiv nitziv echad asher ba'aretz. What do you mean? We have another passage that says one nitziv. Rav Yehuda Rav Nachman chad amar mimun echad mimun al kulam. He was the one above all the others. V'chad amar kineged chodesh ha'ibur. Right, he had one officer taking care of the parnasa of the extra month. But you see nitziv related to the idea of months. Tanur Rabbanan, Vayter. Ey ma'abar des ha'shana, lo mishana l'chaverta. We can't be ma'abar des shana from 1 year to the next year. If I see in Tavshin Ayin that I could tell Tavshin Ayin Aleph is going to need an Ibor. Right? Because I see Pesach is getting very early. Right? So if I need that, I'm not allowed to be ma'abar this year to cover for next year. Right? Deal with each problem in its time. This year we're okay, so leave this year alone. V'lo shalo shanim zu'acharzu. And we're never ma'abar 3 years in a row. Because then it's just going to totally throw everything off. We're going to have Pesach in the middle of the summer, Rashi says. Amar Reb Shimon, Maisa Rabbi Akiva Shayachavash Beisasur, Rabbi Akiva was in jail. The Iber Shalosh Shanim Zuacharzu, and they did it 3 in a row. So you see, you could do 3 in a row. Amru Lo, Misham Raya, no. That's not a proof. That's not approved. Bezdin Yashuv Kavu Achazakas Bezmana. The only problem is, when Rabbi Akiva was in jail, they were worried that he wasn't going to last too much longer, but they knew he was an expert in all these discussions, and he would be able to figure out about the future for the next three. What, tell us when the next three leap years are going to be. And Rabbi Akiva figured it out and gave it to them, and then they did it each in the proper time. But they just discussed it with Rabbi Akiva now, because it was Shasat Chach. They didn't have any other time to discuss it with him, but they saved the notebooks. They saved the notes until the year, the proper years came up. But it really wasn't 3 years in a row. Tana Rabbanan. Continuing. Eim Rabbat HaShana lo b'shviyas, v'lo b'motzai shviyas. We're not Rabbat HaShana in shviyas or in motzai shviyas. Why not in shviyas? Because it's too hard. Another month of not being able to work your land, to make a parnasa, b'derech hateva. So that's why we're not ma'arba the shana during Shvius. The Yad Ramah has a different, interesting, he says, he quotes the Yerushalmi. He says, you know why you don't want to do it? Because there's another month where you don't have to give ma'isras. It's all in the context of a mitzvah. Okay, you deal another month. Hashem will give you another nace. No, the point is that you won't do mitzvahs for another month. You can't do that. You can't get yourself out of mitzvahs. So that's what the Yad Ramah says, quoting the Yerushalmi. That you can't do that. We don't want to add another month to Shvius. For lo b'moitzei Shvius, and not in motzei Shvius, it's also hard. You want to get to the Chadash right away, and therefore you don't add another month in that year of the cycle either. Amos Abigidon La Erev Shvius. We usually try the Erev Shvius if that works out, because that'll give us another month to work the land before Shemitah. Shall base Rav Gamliel hay ma'abin motzei Shvius. Or Gamliel, they did motzei Shvius. Why? Ubiplot Tani Tanoim, based on the following machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, the Brisa says, Ein mevi'in yarek mechutz la'aretz, v'rabosinu hitiru. Are we allowed to bring vegetables from chutz la'aretz? So if we can, then you can be ma'abin motzei Shvius. Another month, we'll bring from chutz la'aretz. But if not, then we cannot be ma'aber. My binai, what's the machlokas about? Find the vegetables could come in, but a lot of times you get vegetables with dirt on it still. You got to wash off the dirt, but the dirt of chutz la'aretz is tamei. Tumas eretz ha'amim. You don't want to bring that into Eretz Yisrael. Right? So therefore, right, you could bring the dirt of the Dead Sea out of Eretz Yisrael, maybe, to all these healing ideas. But the dirt of Chutz La'aretz should not be run into Eretz Yisrael. It's Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. And therefore, that's the machlokas. Are we choshesh? Do we think that people can bring in vegetables all clean without any dirt? Period. Vayter. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein ma'abed hashana b'bnei tuma. We're not ma'abed hashana because of tuma. What does that mean? If we think that there is a tuma issue. For example, Rashi says, the Nasi is on his deathbed right before Pesach. Right? So we want to be ma'abed hashana. So, or we know, or doctors, right, you only remember it in Adar, but a month before, doctors say that the Nasi has about a month to live. So they know, they figure out he's going to die right before Pesach. So, everybody's going to be Tomei then, Karban Pesach, Matoma, let's be Ma'aber, so we'll have time for him to die, and Bekovedik, and we'll have, and nobody will have to bring the Pesach Matoma, something like that. Or, most of them are Tomei, and there's no more Paraduma, they're still looking for Paraduma, to get another month to find the Paraduma. So again, any of these reasons, forget it. We're not ma'abar the shana for tumma. Rabbi Yehuda omer ma'abar, and Yehuda says, no, we are. Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isa b'chizkiyo melach Yehuda, she'ibra s'ashana b'rei tumma. Rabbi Yehuda says, the chizkiyo, the king, did it. He was ma'abar the shana for tumma, u'bikish rachman malatzmo. And he asked for rachmanis on himself. The Gemara's going to ask, isn't that a stira? Rabbi Yehuda said ma'abar, so why did he ask, why was he doing tshuva for? Dichsiv, first let's finish, ki mar b'sa'am rabas me'efraimu menashe, yisach v'zvulin, lo itaharu. Right, they weren't tahar. Ki achlu es haPesach below kakasuv. They ate the Pesach improperly. Ki et paleo chizkiyo aleihem lemar Hashem atov yichaper bado. He was ma'abar the shana, and you see, he asked for forgiveness. Right, we don't know what he asked for forgiveness for yet, but that's the pasuk. That's the pasuk. He was ma'abar the shana for tuma. What tuma was around at the time of chizkiyo? Rashi says avodah zara. Avodah zara. The Mishnah in Shabbos says avodah zara is metame. So there's a lot of Avodah Zarah in the time of Chizkiyo. He was trying to get rid of all the Avodah Zarah of his father Achaz. So therefore, everybody was Tamei. So he was trying to get them to do tshuva. So with all this Tumah around, that's why he was Ma'abar the Shana, because of the Tumah of Avodah Zarah. It's a big discussion. Is Tumah Avodah Zarah Metamei Ba'ohel? What level of Tumah it is? Tosas quotes this from Rashi, and then Tosas quotes the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi Amar, see Tosfos on the bottom, De Gulgalto shel Arvona Hayavusi Matsu Tachas HaMizbeach. They found the skull of Arvona, right? The man that sold David HaMelech the land to build the Beis HaMikdash. They found his skull buried under the Mizbeach. And therefore they all became Tameh. That's what Tosfos says, according to Yerushalmi. And then he quotes the Tema, they could have found a way to become Tahar, but that is that's the Yerushalmi. Says the son of the Nodeb Yehuda. The son of the Nodeb Yehuda. They found the head, so who became Tameh? The Jews aren't allowed into that area of the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Under the Mizbeach, that's in the Azara. Into the Azara, only Kohanim, even the Jews that the Yisraelites bring in a carbon could go in the first 11 Amos of the east side of the Azara. They can't get under the Mizbeach. So they didn't become Tameh, they weren't over it. So who was Tameh here? The Kohanim was Tameh. The Kohanim was Tameh, the Mizbeach was Tameh. And what does it say in Psachim? Kahal Tahorim, the Kohanim Tameim, Yasu Batuma. If everybody's Tahar and just the Kohanim are Tameh, then you do the Pesach. So says the son of the Nodeb Yehuda, that's the problem of Chizkiyahu. That's why he was doing tshuva. Because he thought, oh, the Kohanim. The Gemara doesn't say this reason. But the son of the Nodeb Yehuda, the Harifus, he says, it was under the Mizbeach. So it must be only the Kohanim became Tameh. If only the Kohanim became Tameh, the Mishnah says it's okay, you could do Pesach Rishon. But that must have been the problem. Then there's a whole question of some of the Achronim of the Yerushalmi say, but he was a goy, and we paskin that the goy is not matame ba'ohel. Anyways, only if you touch this, how many kohanim were matame ba'ohel from this arvana? So the answer given is maybe tumas mikdash chamura. Based on mikdash, you have higher levels, higher standards. So that is a second discussion. So number one, who became tame? Number two, tumas ohel. Maybe this arvana was a ger toshav. He has the status of a Jew. But then the biggest kasha, when I read this Gemara, read the Tosfos, is how did the skull of Arvana get under the Mizbeach? What's it doing there? What he sold it to the David HaMelech, that he quickly died, he buried it underneath, how did it get there? So Magali Sayyam discusses this. It etzem mitzias tagul golas, but makam ha-kodesh, mafliya ma'od, ech yis kabal al-adas, ki acharei shekana David, makam ha-migdash, mi Arvana, hershol oli kavar sham. David said, yeah, please, bury your head there. What's going on here? The atzmosa v'sharusham kishabana shlomo abayis shesharsa boshchina. Ubiyichud, it says that it was beduka. They checked all around. What was it? How did his head get there? How did his head get there? There's all these different possibilities. Chassam Sofer says maybe it was nek makum kfuras arvano ubeiso hayasamach lamikdash. Ukishenifritzu pertzos bekosle ma'aros. They had all these, how they bury in those days? They had all these underground caves. So maybe they were like tunnels from the underground caves one to the other. And when all the destruction occurred, and all the excavations and digging occurred, one of the tunnel's walls fell down, and it rolled from one tunnel to another tunnel. Gotta see something. Doesn't give a good, at the end of the day, he says, Sarachin. It's hard to know exactly how it got there. But that's a Yerushalmi to know. Arvana Yevusi's head got under the Mizbeach. Anyway. How they know it's his, right? Maybe he had the schus of selling the land of the Beis HaMikdash, so it didn't disintegrate, right? Didn't say maybe he had a sticker on his dentures, right? To know exactly whose it was. I don't know. Okay. I had that Shiloh once from a Talmud who was in dental school. I mentioned this before, and he was doing anatomy, and all in anatomy you could assume that they're b'cheskas enu Yehudim. And all of a sudden, he's doing his anatomy, and on the dentures, it has a name. And had a Jew, I don't remember what the name was, like a Jew, like Stern, or some kind of Jewish name on the dentures. He says, uh-oh, right? So he called me up, he's like, I'm in an anatomy lab, and it's a Jew. So what was the answer? The answer was, so do you assume, so I spoke to a rabbi, and I spoke to a dentist, do you have to assume, A, there are some Sterns that aren't Jews. It wasn't Stern, I'm just picking the name. What's that aren't Jews? Number two, do you have to assume, is it a vadai that the person who has the dentures with this name Stern on it, maybe they were made for a Stern, and the Stern didn't take them, and they gave it to somebody else? And there are enough svekas at the time that you can rely on. He got the cadaver switched anyway. So when I called him back, he's like, don't worry, the professor said it's okay, I can switch it. But that was that was my discussion. Okay. Anyway, back to the top of Amud Beis. So it says here, Hidavin that Hashem Atov Yechaper Ba'ado. One more line of the Magalos Hayam. This pasuk. What's the importance of this pasuk? That after he was Ma'abed Hashan, he said Hashem Atov Yechaper Ba'ad. So Magalos Hayam says this is the source for saying the extra phrase Uvachaparas Pasha in an Ibrayar. Because it says, Vashem Atov Yechaper Ba'ad. Right? Yechaper Ba'ad, so that is, Zeha Makor Lominagenu, Lomar B'Shanu Muberes, Betilas Rosh Chodesh, Ulochaparas Pasha. Bakashas Rachamim Sheikhaper Ba'ad Hotsas Hashana Meher Gala. What are we doing wrong? So there's all these different shatim given. But you could say, you know, we had to make this year not a normal year. So it's kind of like we'd rather not have to do it, right? Hashem is a perfect cycle, right? Four out of every 19 have to be Ibur. So, you know, this is the source. This pasuk is the source. You might say that in the, what? Seven out of 19, whatever it is, 7 out of 19, have to be Mu'ubar. So even though here he's talking about a specific problem that Chizkiyah did, maybe in general, right? The way the Margolis Yam formulates it is that it's out of the hergo of the years. Okay, period. Let's go weiter. Reb Shimon Omer. Im b'nei ha'tuma yibru amu beres. Reb Shimon says, if you did it because of tuma, so b'di evidence it works. El b'nei ba b'kesh rachamim alasmo. So why did Chizkiyah have to do tshuva? Shein ma'aber. Now la'adar v'hu'eber nisa b'nisan. Because he was ma'aber, he only could be ma'aber Adar, and he was Ma'aber Nisa B'Nisan. What does that mean? Rashi explains, we're going to have it later on in the Gemara also. After Bezin already sanctified day 30 to be the first day of Nisan, so they said, no, we're going to add on another month. See, he was Ma'aber, was called Nisan B'Nisan. That was the problem. We don't do that. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Reb Shimon, Mishum Shehisi Es Yisrael Asas Pesach Sheni. No, his problem was that he advised the Jews to do Pesach Sheni. What was the problem with that? Again, the Gemara will explain it by the Shem on the bottom of the Yomid. So Amar Mar, let's talk about all these Shitas. Now we have a bunch of Shitas. Some say that you can be Ma'aber for Tumah. Some say you can't, but it works for the Yevet. Some say you can't, that it does not work. So let's see. Amar Mar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ma'abrin, Alma Isla, Rabbi Yehuda, Tumah Hutra B'tzibur, Tumah Dechuya Hi B'tzibur. Oh, Yud Sugya, right? Hutra and Dechuya comes up in Pikuach Nefesh. It comes up in Tumah. It comes up elsewhere. It comes up in various places, Shabbos. So the fact that Rabbi Yehuda says that we are Ma'abr the Shana for Tumah means we'd rather not have to do Pesach B'Tumah. Right? We're Ma'abr the Shana. So therefore, that shows he holds Dechuyehi B'Tzibur, that Tumah is pushed off when it comes to a carbon Tzibur. And if you do it, you do it begrudgingly. You do it, you bring a car, if you only have Tameh Karbanos, you bring the carbon Tamid B'Tumah begrudgingly, not because, forget Tumah when it comes to a Tzibur. Begrudgingly, we allow it. We don't have a choice. That's Dechuyehi B'Tzibur. It exists, but we still allow it. So the fact that Yehuda would rather be Ma'abed the Shana for Tumah shows he owes Dechuyah. But is that true? Vatanya, Tzitz, the Tzitz of the Kohen Gadol. Right? This makes Parsha, the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol, bein she'eshno al mitzvah, bein she'eno al mitzvah, whether it's on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol or not, meratza. It's still machaper for Tumah. Even if it's sitting at home in the Beis HaMikdash, it's not on his head, divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, od al mitzvah meratza. When the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, then it's meratza. Then it helps with the kapara. Ein od al mitzvah, ein meratza. But if it's not on his head, it's not meratza. Amalei Reb Shimon. So now the conversation continues. Reb Shimon says, Kohen Gadol b'Yom Kippur b'yochiach. I'll prove to you that it does not have to be in his forehead. Because the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, only wearing the four begadim of Lavan. The tzitz is not one of them. He doesn't wear it in. And we know that the tzitz is meratza on the whole day. Right? She'eino mischo meratza. So Amalei Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda says, no. Hanach l'Yom Kippurim. Don't bring me rice from Yom Kippur. Shetum ho'ch v'tzibur. Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur. So that's why it works even though it's not on his forehead. But you see Rabbi Yehuda holds Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur. So how did we just say that? Tumah is Dechuyah B'Tzibur according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, one second, Tamech Tikshu L'cha Higufa. Forget that. We have a problem internally in Rabbi Yehuda, in the Braisa. Tikshu L'cha Higufa. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Ma'abrin, V'Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa, B'Chizkiyo, Malch Yehuda, Shibre, Sashana, V'Bnei Atom, V'Bikash, Rachman, Malatzmo. Rabbi Yehuda says you can be Ma'abr the Shana, and then he says, Chizkiyo did Shuvah for being Ma'abr the Shana. So there's obviously some type of mistake in the Braisa. So Elach Yisurim Echzer V'Hachiktani. So this is how the Braisa should read. Emer Abed Es Hashana V'Bnei HaTumah V'Mibru Amu Beres. The Tanakhama says you shouldn't do it, and if you did it, it works. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Eina Mu Beres. He really says it's not Ma'uber because you're not Ma'aber. Right? Because he holds Chutra. V'Omer Rabbi Yehuda V'Chulu. And that's Rabbi Yehuda's continuation that Chizkiyo did Shuvah because he shouldn't have done it. Interesting discussion. Tosfos and Yuma, the Achronim point this out. Tosfos and Yuma quotes a Deya that says, by Karban Pesach, even according to the Mandamar of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, if we can, we're going to push it off. It's against this Gemara. Right? That's Tosfos and Yuma, the Vavam Abeis. Tosfos there is a Deya that by Karban Pesach, even according to the Mandamar of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, we would rather push it off and not have to rely on that. So our Gemara seems to say otherwise. So the Achronim give different answers, but it's an important Tosfos to know. Continues the Gemara, Ihachi. If it's true that the Tanakhama says b'di'evet it's good, so Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ibn Bnei Atuma, Ibru Mu'beres, Hanu Tanakhama. So the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon are the same shita. You shouldn't do it l'chadchila, but it works b'di'evet. Amarava, no, l'chadchila, k'meinai. The difference is l'chadchila. The Rabbi Shimon says it's only okay b'di'evet. The Tanakhama would say, I'm sorry, the Tanakhama says only b'di'evet. Rabbi Shimon should be understood as even l'chadchila. Tani Nami Achi, also the Brisa says, Ibrahim is a shadow of Tumma Lakhila. The Tanakama says, you don't do a Lakhila. Rab Shimon Omer Mabrin, you do it Lakhila. El Ibrahima Vigesh Rachim Alatsmo. Aye, so what was the problem with Chizkiyah? Why did he have to do tshuva? Shame Abrin Aladabu Ibrahim Isaminisan. He did it too late. You could do it, but you can't do it so late. Omer Mar. Shame Abrin Aladabu Ibrahim Isaminisan. So it's the Gemara. Vales Le Chizkiyah Hachodesh Azelachem. Zen Isamein Achar Nisan. What, Chizkiyah didn't know that Alacha? He was a tzaddik. He was a tzaddik. He was a Talmud Chacham. He didn't know that halacha. That once it's Nisan, you can't change it back to Adar. So Gemara answers to Abed Shmuel. No, he knew once it is Nisan. But he made a mistake in Shmuel, Damar Shmuel. Ema Abernet Hashana Biyam Shloshim Shal Adar, Hov Roy Lekovo Nisan. What if before they made it Nisan? It was day 30. They didn't do anything yet. So already on day 30, before they made it into Nisan, already they shouldn't make it into Adar, because today is Ra'ui, it's potentially Nisan. The Ihu Savar, Ho'el V'Ra'ui Lo Amrinan. He said, no, you don't say the concept of Ho'el V'Ra'ui. Period. Tani Nami Hachi, Ma'abar Nisashon Abiyam Sholoshim Shal Adar, Ho'el V'Ra'ui L'Kovo Nisan. So you don't do it then. Good. Next, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Bishim Reb Shimon, Bibishahesi Yisrael Asaf Pesach Sheni. The last day in the Brisa was, he did tshuva because he advised them to do Pesach Sheni. So the question is, what's wrong with that? There is an institution called Pesach Sheni. Say, Yechidami, what exactly is the case? So Amar Ravashi is as follows. Kegon Shayu Yisrael Mechza Tameh Mechza Tahorim. Bnei Yisrael were about split. Half Tameh, half Tahor. V'nashim Mashlimos L'Tahorim. But that was the men. If you counted the women, then the majority would be Tahorim. The majority of Bnei Yisrael would be Tahorim. Va'otfos aleihem. And the women would tip the scale. So, Me'ikarasav, originally, Chizkiyo thought, Nashim Barishon Chova, women are obligated to bring the Karban Pesach, which is a machlokes in Mesachim. Nashim have to bring, and therefore you count them in the census. In the census for Tum and Tara, you count them. Tahavi miyuta tameinu miyuta. So then, if that's the case, so only a miyut of Bnei Yisrael are Tamei, so you're not Ma'aber, and you just send the Tamei ones to Pesach Sheni. O miyuta mitchul Pesach Sheni. So he didn't do Ibur. Ula basof savar, but then he changed his mind. He said, Nashim barishon rishus. Women, I shouldn't have counted women, because women can do the Karban Pesach, but they don't have to do the Karban Pesach. So they shouldn't be in the counting. Tahavi lu tamei and ruba. So really, most wood should be tamei. Veruba lo mitchul Pesach Sheni. And rove are not pushed to Pesach Sheni. And therefore, he felt bad that he had told them to bring on Pesach Sheni. Right? He had told these people to bring on Pesach Sheni. Really, most were tamei. They should bring on Pesach Rishon. So he misadvised them. He gave them Ya'atz Nura. Right? He gave them bad advice. They should have done Pesach Rishon, even though they could have done on Pesach Sheni. Let's just do one more minute. Gufa, Amar Shmuel, Amar Nesashon, Amar Shmuel, Shaladar, Ho'ov, Roy, L'Kobo, Nisan. Right, you can't do it on, you know what? I'm going to stop here. I'm going to stop with Gufa because tomorrow the next two lines has a great Yad Ramah, which I don't want to rush through. So we'll stop here with Gufa. Bishop, tomorrow we're going to have to spend time on the Gemara. We've got to just figuring out the Gemara, not just the discussion after the Gemara, as we usually do. First and foremost, we always say, is getting Pashup Shine in the Gemara, clarity. So tomorrow we'll have to spend some time on that, because we've got to figure out all the dates and when the Tzgufas fall out. Bishop, we'll also have some other inyanim as well, but that'll be it. Okay, we'll stop here.